So I've been talking to people about the objects that they have in their lives and that they hold on to because of the memories they attach to them. I've been thinking about this in relation to a Radio 4 drama called A Shoebox of Snow by Julie Mayhew, which is due to be broadcast in September, which is about that very thing, the importance kind of seemingly useless objects have because of the memories we attach to them. And I've been racking my brain trying to come up with my objects, and I have got one. It is a massive hunk of rock, which would be completely useless and annoying for anyone else to have in their house, but is very special to me because it's attached to a particular time in my life. And my now husband and I went climbing in the Lake District a few years ago, and we had decided to climb Helvellyn, which people know is quite a high mountain, and it has this ridge called Striding Edge, this razor-sharp ridge, which you can choose to traverse. It's part of the adventure, really, of getting to the summit. And we were there in March, and it was driving snow. It was freezing cold. It was icy, howling wind that could knock you off the ridge. It was really bloody dangerous, basically. And Alan, who was an experienced mountaineer, was telling me, I don't think we should do it. And my enthusiasm prevailed, and we did it, clinging on every kind of 2 seconds almost for our lives and to catch our breath. And when we got to the summit, we were so euphoric, and we found that the weather had closed in further. It got much harsher, and there was no safe way off the mountain. It was just really treacherous and icy. So we took this stupid leap of faith, which was to slide on our arses down the scree, about 1,000 feet down, I think it is, to Red Tarn. So we did it together, holding hands, and we survived. And I don't know if it was the survival instinct or the adrenaline that was pumping through our system, but we fell in love with each other. And we didn't talk about it then, but we've talked about it since, and both said that that's the moment we trace for, we trace back to falling in love with one another. So a year and a half later, we went back, and it was summer this time. It's the end of a week-long holiday, and we were going to climb Helvellyn again. And I had this inkling that Alan was going to ask me to marry him, which was really significant because I had never wanted to get married, and I'd been this feminist teen, didn't believe in it. And then I'd got myself worked up thinking he's actually going to ask me to marry him. And I'd been searching in the tent for where he'd hidden the ring. I'd been searching the backpack when he went and did the dishes. I couldn't find it. But over the about 2 hour, maybe 3 hour climb up to the mountain, I'd been thinking he's going to ask me. And we got to the top. And he started rummaging in the backpack, and he produced a ham and mustard sandwich when I thought he was just about to produce a ring. So I felt totally idiotic and took the sandwich, wondered how the hell I could have got it so wrong, and just sat there in silence, eating the sandwich, thinking, how did I misread the signals? This is just ridiculous, and I've got it so wrong, and maybe he's never going to ask me to marry him, and maybe I shouldn't have been even thinking about it or worrying about it. So anyway, we climbed down the mountain, and we got about half an hour, 45 minutes down to Red Tarn. It's quite a difficult climb, so we decided to have another break. We were by Red Tarn, and he asked me to marry him, and it was a bolt out of the blue, because obviously I'd got my expectations up, then had them dashed, and then been talking to myself and telling myself to get a grip and, you know, get over it and get on with things. So anyway, I said yes, obviously, and where's the ring then? And he sort of looked around his feet, and he picked up this rock, which was vaguely in the shape of a heart, and said, here you are, here's your ring. And so I took that, and we carried it. It's quite a heavy bit of rock. We carried it down the mountain, and I've had it ever since, and it's kind of a symbol of his love for me. And if I had to sell it, which is quite a dark and twisted idea, because in a way it's like putting a price on our love, and I can't think that anybody would want it because you'd just stub your toe on it and get in the way and stuff, but I would sell it for £10,000 if anyone was willing to buy it.